The main thing is he made himself better throughout the whole summer. You know, I mean, during OTAs, everything we've asked him to do, he's done. And, you know, I'm hopeful that he continues on heck of a year because he's on that path right now. That punt he hit out of the end zone coming out was huge. People don't know how big that punt was, but that was big to get a 50-yard net, you know, backed up like we were.
What did you ask him to do?
Work. That's the main thing. I mean, he's so talented. I mean, their family, you know, his dad was in the league. His brother's in the league. They're so talented, and you know, he just needs to work, and he did. And hopefully we can continue that same path.
What impact has it been, Brandon, being able to kick the ball to the end zone so much, taking away other returners out of the game?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's don't question it. It's helpful. You know, that's a big-time attribute to have, especially at our place. But, you know, the times that we've had to cover, we've covered, and that's what we got to continue to do because you're not going to be able to hit touchbacks all year. And that's the biggest fear when you have a guy that can knock it out all the time is, you know, how are you going to be when you cover, when you actually have to cover kicks? And we did twice against Patterson last week, which, you know, that's not fun, I can promise you. But we got to continue to get better during practice if we are going to get those touchbacks, which they did today. You know, it's the day we work on kickoff coverage, and, you know, they're not going to be all out this week, I can tell you. Looking at the tape going into the black hole, it doesn't go out every time, that's for sure.
How big was
it? Have you seen that, Joe, that because there are so many touchbacks now that sometimes the returns are bigger than they should be when they do come out?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you have to emphasize it. I think it's a huge team for you. I mean, that's a man-to-man team that, you know, that's where toughness evolves from, in my opinion, for those young kids. And guys that do that well, you know, a lot of times they turn into good players. So I think that's important to have that mentality for that particular team.
It hasn't applied to your team, but are you surprised at how much the 33-yard extra point has affected the game?
Yeah, you had to bring it up, didn't you? That's bad luck right there. Don't do that. No, I'm not surprised. I said that going in. You know, I said that it was going to be a big difference in the league, and it's been a big difference in the league. So, you know, like I said last week, the NFL's got what they wanted. They wanted more pizzazz to that play, and they got it, that's for sure.
You brought up a good point because it's so far that you don't really fear the fake, so that creates a different kind of mentality to block an extra point that maybe didn't exist before?
Yeah, probably, but this week I know we're playing a fake because we're playing Jack, and I worked for him for 2 years, so I know he's going to have everything dialed up, and you got to be sharp with him. He's a heck of a football coach and got a lot of respect for him.
Are you disappointed they took the one sure thing you had and added some uncertainty to it? An extra point used to be the thing you
needed. No, yeah, but you know what? It sure seems like every year that they're making an adjustment to the kicking game. So one of us has done something wrong, I guess. I'm not sure, but no, in all seriousness, no. I mean, it's you have to adjust and improvise, and our guys worked hard during the offseason doing it, and we got to continue to be successful there.
Brandon was saying that he thought even some kickers were more nervous about the 33-yard PAT than even a game-winning kick because of the fear of missing.
I'm sure they are. It's you know, it's just not that chip shot that it was anymore. I mean, just stand there sometime and go back, you know, from where they're kicking at as opposed to where they were before, and it's a daunting task, that's for sure.
Is there any argument to be made that you should go for two on your first score? You've got the fourth score of the game.
Not for me. That's from the head coach. He's going to make that decision, and you know, our people up there are going to make it. If he says one, we're going to kick one. If he says two, then we'll figure out how to go for two.
Is the extra point issue primarily of nerves? Because at least the season before, the difference in percentage made across the league was only about 2% from the 17 to 33 yards. The difference wasn't that much, but it's dropped a lot more significantly than 2% this season in the extra point game.
Yeah, I can't say that. I don't know, to be honest with you. I just know that it's a harder kick than it was from the two. That's all I can say.
On the kickoffs on Sunday, especially going from kicking from right to left, how much did the wind play an impact in?
This week?
Yeah, this
oh, it was
week.
Big, yeah. It was big. You know, all the returns occurred going that way. So, you know, for us to get the direction that we did and put the ball where we wanted it was huge against that guy. So, you know, we're going to need another great week from him this week. They've got a talented returner in Jones, and we're going to need another good week from him this week.
Is Sports Authority Field, is that a tricky place to figure out the wins, you think?
At home?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it has been the first couple weeks. You know, I think all those stadiums now that are newer and they have that open end are a little bit tricky at times. But, you know, we got to figure it out, that's for sure.
Okay,
guys. Thank you.